This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 26th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. While visiting the children wounded on Monday night by the Muslim terrorist attack at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, Queen Elizabeth called the attack, quote, dreadful and very wicked, unquote. She also told reporters that Ariana Grande was a, quote, very good singer, unquote. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Paul Hallam of Lighthouse Church in Manchester on what the Christian churches in the city are doing.
The pastors came together, the leaders, the church leaders came together with some of the civil leaders. They had a vigil, a prayer vigil. We've got one tonight at the Lighthouse Church near Media City, where all the broadcasting goes from the UK, from Media City, which is just a mile away from our centre. And we'll be having different leaders taking part tonight, including one of the medical doctors who is working in the Children's Hospital.
Pastor Hallam told the Worldview about his concerns and prayer requests for the city of Manchester after the attack.
I'm concerned about the tension and the fracturing of the community, the potential that there is for resentment and anger to flare up. And I think we need to pray that out of the darkness will come light, out of the bitterness will come forth sweetness.
Pastor Hallam also shared one remarkable story of heroism that took place on the night of the attack.
There was a guy on the street on Monday night, and when he heard the bomb blast, he was outside begging for a cup of tea or a sandwich or something. He heard the bomb blast. He rushed inside the hall in the foyer, and he spent the evening pulling people out.
Pray that the gospel of Jesus Christ would shine forth on the hearts of many broken and hurting people in Manchester, and that there would be no more fatalities. Christian evangelist Franklin Graham referred to Islam as a, quote, threat to our very life, unquote, on his Facebook account earlier this week. He did not specify, quote, radical Islam, unquote. Graham noted that there will not be 70 virgins awaiting each of the jihadists upon their deaths, but rather, quote, hell awaits with real flames and real fire, unquote. Revelation 22:14-15 tells us about heaven. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs, and sorcerers, and sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. By a vote of 10-3, the Fourth Federal Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the Trump administration's ban on travel affecting Middle Eastern countries of Iran, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, and Sudan. The court was unconvinced that this action was necessitated by national security concern. The Methodist Church has turned into a house divided against itself on the question of sodomy. After the United Methodist Judicial Council ruled that questions of sexual ethics must be included in clergy examinations, several regional bodies dissented. The New York Conference and the Pacific Northwest Conference are refusing to comply. Five other conferences are hoping to join, according to the United Methodist News Service. While the Methodists are becoming increasingly confused as they turn away from Holy Scripture, the Christians in the North African nation of Morocco have developed almost laser beam-like focus. Stay tuned for some good news in my special report immediately following today's newscast. In secular polls, the Pacific Northwest and the Northeast regions of America register 65-70% public support for homosexuality. That compares to 47% support in the South. Romans 12:2 declares, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Shoot 'em up violent video games are increasingly setting up eccentric cults and Christian sects as the target. The new release of Far Cry 5, coming out today, presents a militant pseudo-Christian cult complete with flannel shirts, Bibles, and guns as the bad guys. Infowars.com points out that this is not anything new, with Outlast 2, Mafia 3, and Hitman containing episodes in which players may participate in attacks on religious cults. Some online commentators are concerned this may condition the populace to accept future genocides against religious peoples. The Verge called the new release of Far Cry 5, quote, the biggest and most aggressive game to adjust the sights of the first-person shooter genre against people in the United States, unquote. And then there were six. Sextuplets were born to a Nigerian immigrant family in Virginia earlier this month, and they are all thriving. Three boys and three girls were born to Ajibolo Taiwo and her husband Adeboye Taiwo, who waited 17 years for this blessing from God above. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 26th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, my special report on Morocco. Located in northwest Africa, the country of Morocco is geographically across the Mediterranean Sea from Spain and also enjoys coastland on the Atlantic Ocean. The Worldview spoke with William Stark of International Christian Concern about the religious makeup of this foreign land.
The total population of Morocco is about 33 million. The U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom estimates that between 2,000 and 6,000 Moroccan Christians specifically are living in Morocco. This is a pretty small number compared to the total population because of the social hostility and the legal restrictions there are on conversion to Christianity.
Stark elaborated on the hostility that has existed to both Christians and Christian evangelism.
In law right now, the Moroccan constitution or the legal code doesn't actually allow you to convert from Islam to any other religion. That's what's kept Moroccan Christians themselves in the closet and hiding, because you can be persecuted for that if you're caught being an open Christian. Also, if you're caught proselytizing or spreading Christianity to other people, under Article 220 of the Penal Code, you actually can be sentenced to 3 to 6 months in prison.
Stark explained that Moroccan Christians are treated like second-class citizens.
Right now, if you are a convert to Christianity, there's a lot of things that you lose. Basically, you're civilly non-existent. You can't inherit property. You can't bequeath property to anybody. So these are just a number of the legal issues that they are demanding be changed so they can have religious freedom.
According to AlArabiya.net, Moroccan Christians are emerging from the shadows of the past. They are beginning to demand their rights and criticize discriminatory practices. Stark of International Christian Concern noted that despite the legal and societal intimidation, Moroccan Christians are making two specific demands.
There's a number of demands that these Christians coming forward actually want. One of them is having cemeteries where they can bury their dead. Also, another one of those things is being able to name their children Christian names. If a Christian dies right now, currently under the law, specifically Moroccan Christians, when they die, they actually have to be buried in an Islamic ceremony, which means they're also buried within an Islamic cemetery. This is something that they feel is against their faith because they would rather be buried in a Christian ceremony in their own separate Christian cemetery.
Stark is impressed with the boldness of the Moroccan Christians and with this fresh governmental response.
The Moroccan Christian population has really come out of the closet by petitioning their own government to give them constitutional recognition. The government actually heard them. The government just didn't say, oh, let's arrest this whole group of people. They actually heard their petition and are now considering it, which is actually a really kind of big development for Christianity in Morocco.
And that concludes another special report. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm Adam McManus.